Hello, everybody. Welcome to VSpeaks, Conversations with Heart and Soul. My name is Lisa Burwell, and I'm your host today, and I'm so excited to sit down and have a great conversation, great interview with my friend, Anthea Turner, the owner of Le Jardin, a beautiful boutique for women with romance and so much love and happiness and the most beautiful jewelry. And I met her a couple of years ago, and I think she's one of the best retailers and the most beautiful souls I've met in a really long time. Anthea, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
What a lovely introduction. Thank you so much. I'm very humbled, especially coming from you.
No, you are just an amazing, and everyone that meets you says the same thing, and
they
gush, and I'm like, I know, I'm not kidding.
Same to you.
Thank you so much.
Calling the kettle black.
So you have a rich history in actually publishing.
Yes.
And living in New York City and on cruise ships and curating jewelry for many years. So
yes.
I want to take us back to give us a backstory in New York, and I think you joined our little community based on COVID, right? Is that how you got here?
Pre-COVID.
Okay.
But officially, like, landed here because of COVID.
Okay.
So, yeah, settled here because of COVID. But yes, pre-COVID, I came here about 5 years ago.
Okay.
I guess the jewelry part of the story, or the luxury part of the story, begins in Miami, actually. I was there for 10 years in Miami working for a publishing company. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this mm-hmm. before. It was integrated media. So it was magazine, video, and live promotion on cruise ships. And it was the only media company that was owned by LVMH, by Louis Vuitton, Moët
yes.
Hennessy.
Amazing.
So it was amazing. It was a very small company. Uh-huh. It was only maybe 90 of us total, between 50 and 90, depending on the year. And we did all the media for the cruise lines and for Las Vegas, actually, for a lot of the big hotels in Las Vegas
wow.
as well.
Yes. So that was quite ahead of its time 10 years
yes.
ago to be merging multiple platforms.
Yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, this was actually in 2000.
Oh.
So this was 20. I know.
Okay.
I'm dating myself.
This is way ahead of its time.
It's way ahead of its time. Yes. And so it's a kind of a long, interesting story that's not enough time for the podcast, but it was a way to bring, to promote the stores in the islands and to promote the brands that were in the islands. So brands like John Hardy and David Yurman and Rolex that wanted to be promoted on ships,
okay.
we were responsible for getting the message out for them. So we produced video, we hosted video, we produced magazines, and then we had a live person on the ship talking about the jewelry. And I started off as a shopping guide and I lived on ships.
How long would you stay on the ship? Like you would just like a 10-day outing and then you go back?
Oh, no.
No, okay, tell me this. I can't, the love boat.
My first contract was 13 months at sea.
No way.
Which is illegal, by the way. Sorry.
Okay. 13 months?
It was 13 months initially. I had switched from ship to ship within 13 months. But I did not have time on land in those 13 months. Nowadays, you can only go out for like 6 months at a time.
Wow.
Based on maritime law. Back then, we cheated a little.
Okay. So this is 20 years ago?
20 years ago. 23 years ago.
Okay. Was mm-hmm. it fun or was it
yes.
grueling?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It was exhausting.
Okay.
I probably was one of the only Americans that worked on board. We worked long hours. I had my own show talking about shopping, and that also played back on television. And then we hosted jewelry seminars, like gemstone seminars, watch seminars, and then we would take people shopping in the ports of call through either a car or we'd walk them into town or
really,
yeah, so all over the world.
All over the world.
Yes.
So
yes.
Where would you would you film this that you're saying is broadcast on the ship? On ship, or would you film that before you got on the ship?
We did
ship?
Both, but okay. when you were a shopping guide, you were kind of responsible for your own program because you're the only one on board
okay.
on that team, so you have no other team members with you. So we created our own show and then aired it back, and then we could create our own shows on board with the film crew, and then we had separately, onboard media had an actual real film crew.
Wow. Okay.
I came ashore to work shoreside and built that video along with the team.
That's an intense marketing gig.
It was so intense. You have no idea.
But this is why you're
There's
so good.
There's some crazy stories.
Okay. This is so good why you were so good at Facebook Live.
Well, you are rocking and rolling that. I spent a lot of time on a
camera. In front of the camera.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
So you did that for 13 months. And then after that, what was the longest stint that you were on after that?
After that, I did maybe an 8-month contract. And then I did a lot of fill-ins. I would step in for people if they were getting sick or got fired or whatever. They'd throw me back out to sea to do that for a while.
Wow.
And that was pretty much 10 years. And then 10 years of management of the team on board. Okay. We had, I don't know, it varied between 50 ships and 100 ships and so many clients. And we had, I think at one point, maybe it's a few hundred clients in the islands. And then also, bigger brands, bigger jewelry brands, international brands is what we called them. So it was a little bit of both. Yeah, it was a fascinating business model.
Yes, does it still exist?
It does.
It does.
It does.
And does it still exist? Work as good as it worked
then? It does. You know, people have come to get used to having somebody on board that is the expert in shopping.
Okay.
And so they come and they say, where can I buy this? And what can I do this? Okay. And our seminars would generate massive, massive diamond sales. Because we would educate ourselves intensely on diamonds and gemstones and watches. And we went to the watch fair in Switzerland and we would go kind of all over the world to study and see watch manufacturing and things like that and go back on board and teach the guest. So the guests were
a huge safe on board for all of this too, the product?
Oh, wow.
What's that like? Okay, this is a movie.
We were a little... what's the word? We were young. And so we had a safe in our cabin.
Okay.
And sometimes things were in the safe and sometimes they weren't. But we only had a select number of product from each store. You could go into port and I could pick out whatever I wanted to wear throughout the contract or for the week.
Right.
I'd pick out whatever I wanted and bring it back on board. And the better you did as a shopping guide, the bigger the items you got to wear. And so, yeah. And then it was the companies in the islands would then pay the cruise line for the promotion. But we also had to be responsible for kind of, at the time, the accounting. I mean, we didn't even have email back then.
Right.
We had email. We didn't have, things didn't operate through like Zelle and wire.
Right.
So there was a lot of.
Paper flying all over the place. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
That is amazing. Yeah. So when you would go to Switzerland and see, the inner workings of the making of a watch or whatever, would you also be bringing these clients with you too? That was just for your education?
That was just for education. It was actually more incentive trips. We would win incentive trips to go watch the manufacturing of whatever it was, whether it be diamonds or watches. And
So you're highly skilled for many years at knowing all things about jewelry in the luxury market.
Yes.
Because this is what you've done for so long. That's why you're so, so good at running and presenting your own boutique.
Thank you.
Very, very, very equipped to do it. It sounds really fun and hard at the same time.
Hard. There were, I think what you see in my live shows is a result of a tremendous amount of failure.
Oh.
Like messing up on stage and, getting your information wrong and being corrected by a customer. And you get to the point where you've made a lot of mistakes.
Okay.
So failure, I think, manifests itself in a lot of authenticity and things like that.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the publishing side of it, was that also simultaneous with all of these other things that you were doing too?
Yes.
How could you physically do that?
Well, so I got off of ships after a couple of years.
Okay.
And then we did publishing. We would try to integrate the value of having a shopping guide come in and work on the publishing is we could communicate the brand's message in the magazine really well. So I tried to match what was being said on the ship and what was being put into the magazine. and what was being put onto TV professionally. Mm. So a customer can hear something multiple times in different ways. Okay. So it was very powerful.
Yeah,
it was very, very powerful because it was, you're hearing it five or six times, same message, three different ways.
Yeah, super strategic.
Very.
As well.
Very.
I mean, this was built to sell.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The selling was of paramount importance in the situation.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's intense. And so from then, and then you went to Miami, then you went to New York.
Miami, and then we were hired by a company after we left that company. My partner and I, my business partner, and also my partner in life, former partner in life. Yeah. We're still best friends. But we were hired by a company to launch an art business at sea. And we had taken on three ships, galleries on three large ships, the Oasis, Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas. And then we rolled out onto 17 ships, an art program.
Wow.
And we had moved to Georgia. Okay. For a brief moment to give the kids some normal life. We had two kids in Miami and lived on the beach in Coconut Grove. And then we moved to New York, to Georgia. And then I was hired by a company to move to New York City in my late 30s, actually, with two kids.
What were you doing then?
At that point, very random, a fashion jewelry company hired me, Chloe and Isabel out of Tribeca.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a... it wasn't multi-level marketing. It was direct sales type, like Estella and Dot.
Uh-huh.
Adorable, beautiful company, and did that for a couple of years. But the cruise lines, you know, someone told me in like 2001, and I'm sure he's going to listen to this. They said, you know, once you're in the jewelry industry and the cruise, it's like the mafia. You can't get out. You're stuck.
Yeah.
Like it's in your blood
and
you can't get out. And sure enough, a couple of years after doing fashion jewelry, I got a phone call from Effie Jewelry, which is very, very large jewelry company, one of the largest in the States. And they were offered to a couple of stores on cruise ships. And so they asked me if I would come and open their stores on ships. And that went from three stores to 50 stores.
And what period of time?
5 years.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And you were overseeing then 50 stores?
We opened 50 stores in 5 years.
That's...
and I was overseeing them. Now, as we were growing, we expanded the team. So I wasn't fully responsible. But when COVID hit, we had about, I don't know, maybe 500 people at sea.
500?
Yeah. And that had to go home. We had to close all stores in 2 weeks.
Okay. This is...
That was intense.
It's almost unbelievable to imagine that you could do it.
It was a lot, but it was also an unbelievable family and team of people.
Right.
You know, just really hard workers, dedicated, loved what we were doing. You know, I mean, we didn't love it always.
Right. No, but I mean, obviously had its ups and downs, right?
Yes.
Its perks and, and then the downside of which is like any... job, right? Or endeavor that you're doing. It has its ups and downs.
Yes.
So would I be so bold as to say that maybe the pandemic was good for you because it forced a recalibration and an alignment for you to do something different?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. And it hurts me a little bit to say that because I love my team and who I was working with, and I love them so, so much. We had, when we closed down, we still had to operate the online business. So we had converted my house into a studio and did live shows out of my house
during the
COVID.
Pandemic. I love it.
Our VIPs, we called them up and had them join. But you know, I got to the point where the cruise lines didn't seem like they were going to be reopening.
Yeah.
And I say this to people listening as maybe an inspiration. Sometimes being an executive can be a little bit of a, I hate to say a trap, but if you really have in your heart something you want to do and you're making good money and life is good, you can't leave it because you've built up this whole lifestyle, right? And so COVID kind of was like, you know, cruise lines aren't coming back and I always wanted to have my own store. Always. I mean, from when I was like 5 years old, maybe, I wanted to have my own store. So
there you go.
And I did.
And there you have it.
And I did. So I opened in the middle of COVID.
I love it. Ended like very well from the get-go, right?
Yes. Yes. Thank God. Yes. Thank God.
Amazing.
So thank God. But I owe it to so to every, I mean, obviously God, and then to everybody over the years who groomed me for this.
I mean, you were prepared to do exactly this.
Yes. I feel very settled for sure.
What do people in your former life, your industry, think of what you're doing now? Are they envious or do they say, no, you've got to come back?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
But I think that those who really know me know that this is like something that I've had a burning desire to do.
Right.
There's been offers to go back. But it's like my dad says about the military. He was a Green Beret in the military. He said, you do it and you're glad you did it and you're glad it's over. You're glad you're past it. I put so much of myself into that business for 20 years.
Right.
Like everything I had. You can ask my kids. I put a lot into it.
Right.
So it's really nice to be able to do it for myself now.
Right.
To be able to make my own money. And
Well, I mean, your jewelry is beautiful.
Thank you.
Created in that space that you just feel safe and it's so romantic and charming, very Parisian, the way it smells and then all the jewelry. But then when but then you're there too, right?
Thank you.
Effervescent you, right?
Oh, thank
beautiful you.
You.
And then now that I know at a deeper level, the backstory, you've been selling jewelry for a really, you know, for a long time.
Yes.
And you love it. So you are able to represent and sell the product because you were selling the product for so long.
Yes.
So there is something about that too. I mean, you know, there is something about a salesperson, right? Or someone that has a love for what they're doing and selling it, the transaction. It's very important that the right person is there to represent it, right?
Yes.
To sell it.
Yes.
And so you can't negate like, oh, it's just a pretty store and like anyone standing there is going to do it.
Right.
So, I mean, that's why you have a good training ground to be able to represent that.
I do. I owe a lot of wonderful people for that. But yes, I mean, the difference between what I was doing before and what I'm doing now, and I think where maybe people feel my passion a bit more is for 20 years, I had to promote whatever everybody told me to promote.
Right.
I had to promote things that
you didn't like.
You wouldn't believe the things I had to promote.
Right.
And so you have to get very creative with how you speak about things that you don't like. Because I always, I really pride myself in never saying something that wasn't true.
Mm.
So I'd always come up with ways to promote things that were true, even if I didn't love it myself. Right. I found things about it that I would like. Now I can curate everything myself and I can pick things and I can choose what I'm selling and I buy, I love jewelry for the art of jewelry more than for the stone. I mean, I love the stones too, don't get me wrong, but I like the art of it more than it, the work that goes into it, the love that goes into it, the creativity that goes into it. That's what I love. So to be able to curate it and sell it is another thing.
Amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And then you've got two kids, one that just graduated, and your daughter, and
she's
off to
UGA.
College.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's in Athens.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
That's so great.
Thank you. She's amazing.
And
she helped me launch the business. She did all the back end.
Okay,
she's super sharp. Yes, so she did all the back end to create the business with me.
Well, that's a good experience.
Which is great.
A mother-daughter opening a business is like something forever. She'll remember forever, as will you too.
Yes.
So,
and then,
so
and then I have Sebastian.
And Sebastian, is he a
and he's a junior.
Junior,
and
yeah.
he's very active in the store as well. He's very helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, he comes in, he's getting trained. He's very interested in the business.
Of course.
So, yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wow.
It's great.
Well, I'll selfishly speak for myself that I'm so glad COVID washed you ashore.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I can't tell you how happy I am. I've met you. And I know everybody that watches you. I don't know if anybody says this about you, but you are just like one of the kindest, most beautiful souls I have met in
my
whole career.
Oh,
so,
wow. I love that. Thank you
so
much.
You.
Yeah.
I
feel the same about you.
My
gosh. So, So we had, we were talking about this before. You helped us out when we had the Julian Lennon solo art exhibit, and you were a big help to our team in helping getting Julian Lennon settled and whatnot in his accommodations at Alice Beach. And
yes.
Thank you for helping us out with emergency Nespresso machine.
My pleasure. I know the importance of Nespresso.
Oh, okay. That you close your shop to go help us out. A friend in need is a friend indeed. We appreciate that so much.
My pleasure.
So what's... Now that you're in our small town and you're settled in, do you still have wanderlust like that you want to still?
Yes.
Okay, what is this? Yes. What is your wanderlust now?
You know, it's hard to, you know, because you've been through this, but to travel for that many years and then to not is really challenging. So I did spend some time a little bit settled, but I crave all things. I love Europe. I love Italy. I love I love France. I just love travel. I mean, if I could go, I could travel all the time. So my goal, I try to bring in vintage items, antique items. I have these ancient relics, which are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Is that what one
this
of
is
them,
one of them?
Which is stunning. Talk about that.
I found a gentleman who's kind of an historian himself, but he's also a jeweler. And he goes and he finds museums and ancient digs over in Eastern Europe and France and in Italy, and finds old. The oldest ones I have are from 300 AD.
Wow.
And he takes coins and he puts diamonds around them.
Okay.
And then he takes the oldest crosses. Like some of the crosses I have are from the 11th century.
Okay.
This particular one is from the 18th century. It's a... French Napoleon World War One, and it was a cross for bravery. And then he places the diamonds on them. So we design them together sometimes. But anyway, my goal is to use the travel. I need to get a little bit settled with staff and people. I have the most amazing woman who works for me right now. But I want to get to the point where I can leave. Maybe once a month, maybe every other month, and go somewhere really nice to go buying.
Right.
So I just did a trip to Italy for some buying, going to flea markets and antique stores and things like that.
So fun.
And bring things back, yeah. And then do shows. And what I'd like to do is eventually turn the Instagram lives into on-location lives.
Right.
So if I'm in Italy, I would do an on-location in Italy.
Yeah.
If I'm in New York, I would do an on-location. If I go to the jewelry show, I'll do it there as well.
Well, the beauty of that is that you know how to do that.
Right.
And you've done it before. So all of that, you know, training, nurturing and whatnot that you've already done, you know how to do that. And it would be easy.
Yes.
Because it would
it's
be
so
way
easy.
Less than, you know, it's not 500.
Right.
It would be whatever, you know, you could manage that. And that would be super exciting.
Yes. Yeah, I know. So I'm very, very excited about it. I committed to this year doing it. Already. And now I'm going to just keep trying to keep that going so that eventually, you know, maybe 10 years down the road, I close the store and just keep the online business running.
Right.
But I love the store too. I think I'd be lost without the store.
Yeah. The store is pretty magnificent. I would be lost with it going into yours. Sometimes I just need to go into your store just to look around and feel good and get like whatever I get there and say
thank
hi
you.
And then like leave, you know, like a
thank
spa.
You. Thank
That's
you.
Right. Like a really
thank
wonderful
you.
Little Aww. Stop. And I think so many people feel the same way. Everyone
thank
has
you.
The same look on their face Aww. When they're in there like, oh, where am I?
Aww.
This is like so
thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you. I had a friend tell me that my purpose in life was to I didn't know what my purpose was and everybody was trying to figure it out. And he said, you create joy and then your joy then and I don't mean to be I don't mean that in a braggadocious way, but it's actually very true in a way that that's how people buy. They're buying because they're happy.
Yes.
Not because they need something or because they have to have something.
Right.
And so the theme of the store, he told me this right before I opened the store, was spread love everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you have your spread love on your grass wall in front.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Some days it's hard.
Yeah.
To stay up.
It is.
You know, when you're having a rough day, you know.
Right.
But it's like I have to keep reminding myself. It's the goal is to spread.
I've never once been in there where you haven't been spreading love.
Okay, good. I hope so.
I can totally attest to that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So just because we live where we live in a, you know, like a combo tourism market and, you know, part-time community to some degree. What do you feel? And I think I know the answer, which is going to make me smile, but have you seen any slowdown at all? Like, you had like one of your best Christmases of all time.
Yes. I mean, I grow every month. Mm-hmm. There's never a slow month for me. Mm-hmm. Never. Even the month of January and February, the locals, I say, come out of hibernation.
Right,
like
right.
The ones who have second homes. And so they come around and they spend. And I think sometimes the mistake is to cater only to the tourists.
Yes.
For me, my core business is the locals. Mm-hmm. And then the tourist is a bonus for
right,
me.
Exactly.
So I have not seen a slowdown. Knock on wood.
It's so good.
I know. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, there's a whole bunch of layoffs, you know, that I'm hearing about, like Google yesterday or whatever, and things like that. And I'm not worried about it because, you know, we kind of live in a place that's somewhat of an anomaly and somewhat insulated for whatever reason, thank God, you know, that it is. And I've been here before.
Right.
I've been here where like the whole world is like imploding and then we're all going, well, we don't see it.
Yeah, you've seen all of it.
Yeah,
I mean, every year of it.
I mean, even like the oil spill after, you know, the Great Recession, and then like it goes on and on, and we just seem to, you know, weather it.
Yes.
You know, I wouldn't say, I mean, some years are better than others. I'm not painting like a completely false picture, but to some degree, relatively speaking to what other economies and other places in the world go through, we do have an unusual insulation to things keep working out.
Yes. Yes.
And keep growing, and we all, you know, still, you know, thrive.
Yes.
Even in a place than a time that we shouldn't really, like, as evidenced by you. I mean, I couldn't believe how many people were walking in and out of your store at Christmas time.
It was really, I feel very, very, very blessed and grateful to be here because it's a beautiful place to live.
Yeah,
and
it is.
You know, it's a beautiful, safe place to live and it's thriving. So it's a very, I feel like very humbled and blessed by all of that all the time.
Right.
So, yeah. And it's with, again, with the locals, it's a, for me, I've set it up so that I have wish lists in my system. So birthday, anniversary, Christmas is always a birthday. There's always an anniversary.
Right.
Every month.
Right.
Everybody has birthdays and anniversaries. Right. So there's never, I kind of set it up so that I'm aligned with those special events.
Right.
And
that is
that
so
helps.
Funny. And then, but then you're on it. And then, you know, I think it's so funny when I sat with you and talked to you in December for a couple of hours. And I'm sorry, I think I was like really detaining you from your.
Oh, no, it was
what
fabulous.
You were doing.
Are you kidding? I loved it.
But then, like, I think four or five different husbands, you know, came in and then said, okay, now pick something out for, you know, and I'm like, this doesn't normally happen. I mean, whatever you have going on here is not the norm.
No.
And they're just telling you to pick out what you think their wives would like. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is like, but it's just a testament to how your bubbly personality and people trust you and like you. And they know you have beautiful jewelry. And so they're just entrusting it to you.
I would hope so.
But it's not normal. I mean, and you're like, it's not. This is how it goes.
Like, you know, I spent so many years like having to almost pressure people into buying. Yeah. For me, if someone wants to spend $500,000 or $500,000, I don't actually care. I want them to get what they want.
Uh-huh.
And what I find with men especially, it's like one time they want to spend $2,000 and one time they want to spend $10,000 and one time they want to spend $200,000.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Just tell me what you want to spend. Mm-hmm. What does she look like? What does she like? What does she do? And I help them kind of match it. Or the ladies have laundry list of things they want in the system already built in.
Mm-hmm.
So I already know what they want.
Right.
And just tell the guys.
So. Yes. The proverbial wish list.
I love the wish list.
Very good for you.
I love the
for
wish
your
list.
Business wish list.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're totally amazing.
Makes everything easy.
Yeah, so good.
Yes.
So what else? What else can we talk about that like you're thinking about in the future besides?
So I want to make sure that the spread love message is channeled into other things. So I did for the last year, I did each month I selected a philanthropic organization that was chosen by the customers, by the Instagram followers, and dedicated a percentage of proceeds each month to them.
No way.
And then I really am very passionate about what Hillary's doing with Point Washington Medical Clinic. Mm-hmm. So I've dedicated a lot of, I need to get back onto that again, but we did a little live together and I want to keep supporting her business.
Way?
Excellent.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
It was amazing. We need to do another one. But she's trying to build the building and I want to support her. And the relics, the ancient relics, Ukraine hit home for me because I have a lot of friends there from the cruise industry. And so things like these crosses, percentage of proceeds go back. So I really want the spread love message to resonate beyond the store. And I want to dive into that and kind of pick my organizations, find ones to link to. And so I really would like to do that more. And I would like to paint again.
I didn't know you painted.
Yes. So I would really love to get back
to painting. So what is your medium?
Acrylic.
Really?
Yes.
So, okay.
Yes. Yes.
And what would your subject matter be?
I love all abstract florals.
Okay.
So I like not a realistic floral, but I love abstract florals.
Really? When's the last time you were able to do that?
I did a lot in the beginning. I actually had some of my paintings in the store and I actually make bracelets out of the paintings. I don't know if you've seen them.
The thick
cuffs.
Ones? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful. I love them.
So I do it. You know, the funny thing about painting is I paint when I'm sad.
Oh.
I paint when it's dark and I haven't been, haven't been dark in a while.
Right.
So, you know, I've had a very light couple of years.
Maybe that's good.
Maybe I shouldn't paint. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. But anyway,
I didn't know
so
that.
I'd love to
I
paint
really
again.
Want to see some of your work.
I'll show you.
I definitely
I'll
do.
Show you.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah, I'd love to do that more.
Well, I'm so glad. And I want to thank you publicly for hosting V's magnificent holiday party.
That was so magical.
December 1st at your beautiful store, Largerdan. And then for our clients and advertisers, you let them come in. And that was amazing.
Oh,
you
thank
are
you.
So sweet.
Oh,
and that
so
was
fun.
Beyond generous of you to do. I can't believe it. You are, you know, I have a generous spirit just by nature. I've been like this my whole life. I'm sure you must have been like this your whole life too. But I have a joke with you that you know where, you know, like, I just can't give up. I can't outgive you, girl.
I can't outgive you. This is a problem because I can't outgive you either.
This is going to go bad or it's going to go very well, you know, one or the other.
Well, the whole point of the party was that you did so much for me last year.
Gosh.
You did so much for me.
I don't feel like I did.
And so I wanted to give you back. You did a lot. And so I wanted to give back. And just like I want to give back to you now.
Well,
I feel so humbled by your.
No, my gosh, you're so amazing.
Your love.
So thank you for that. That was wonderful. And it's good that the Alice Beach girls were there too.
Yes, yes. I know. I love
that. That was the first time
very excited.
That they were ever there too.
Yes.
So hopefully it definitely is a win-win situation. But
yes.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Sharing your story.
Thank you.
I see, you know, like, look at, you're beautiful. I think you've got to keep doing this whole like digital TV thing and keep all that going for sure.
Thank
and
you.
Whatever you, if you have any interest in publishing, think you could you meld all of those things together again in your, do it your way.
Yes. I loved publishing.
Yes. I know you
loved
publishing.
Yes, yes. Yes.
So we continue talking about that too.
Yes.
Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed our conversation today. Anthea Turner is an amazing person. And obviously, the effervescence that radiates from her is just something that to behold. Check out her store or her story as well and visit her website. Thank you for watching and listening and have a great day. Bye-bye.